Test 3, Section 1. Listen to 9 short conversations. For questions 1 to 9, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Number 1. A bad cough.
I'm this close to falling asleep, John. I've got this nasty cough, and the doctor gave me this syrup, but it makes me sleepy. I can't even follow the lecture. At least I'll only take it until next week.
Well, if you don't take it, Kim, none of us will be able to follow the lectures. All we'll be able to hear will be you coughing.
I'm this close to falling asleep, John. I've got this nasty cough, and the doctor gave me this syrup, but it makes me sleepy. I can't even follow the lecture. At least I'll only take it until next week.
Well, if you don't take it, Kim, none of us will be able to follow the lectures. All we'll be able to hear will be you coughing.
Number 2. A new dress.
Now that I've bought this dress, I need matching shoes.
What about the boots you bought at the sales last month?
The colour's not right. Plus, I think it would look better with heels.
Let's go to Shoes R Us. I hear they've got great bargains.
Now that I've bought this dress, I need matching shoes.
What about the boots you bought at the sales last month?
The colour's not right. Plus, I think it would look better with heels.
Let's go to Shoes R Us. I hear they've got great bargains.
Number 3. Tanya's Gap Year.
So you've decided to go abroad and see the world, Tanya.
Yes, I'm going to stay with a family in Madrid, Spain, for 6 months and look after their 2 children. And after that, I've applied for a receptionist position in a hotel in Lyon, France.
This will be a great chance for you to practice your languages. So you've decided to go abroad and see the world, Tanya.
Yes, I'm going to stay with a family in Madrid, Spain, for 6 months and look after their 2 children. And after that, I've applied for a receptionist position in a hotel in Lyon, France.
This will be a great chance for you to practice your languages.
Number 4. Welcoming Grandma.
Welcome, Grandma. So nice to see you. How was your trip?
Long and tiring. We stopped at too many stations and there was a long wait every time.
We'll get in the car soon and we'll be at home in less than 10 minutes. You will have plenty of time to see Aunt Jane before she leaves for the airport. Welcome, Grandma. So nice to see you. How was your trip?
Long and tiring. We stopped at too many stations and there was a long wait every time.
We'll get in the car soon and we'll be at home in less than 10 minutes. You will have plenty of time to see Aunt Jane before she leaves for the airport.
Number 5. The Lost Glasses.
Have you seen my glasses, Brian? I thought I'd left them on the coffee table, but they're not here.
You may have left them in the kitchen, Helen, when you were cooking.
I hope you didn't throw them out with the rubbish.
You won't believe it. They're on the tip of your nose.
Have you seen my glasses, Brian? I thought I'd left them on the coffee table, but they're not here.
You may have left them in the kitchen, Helen, when you were cooking.
I hope you didn't throw them out with the rubbish.
You won't believe it. They're on the tip of your nose.
Number 6. Homework.
Wow, Ron, you've done your homework already. Well done.
It took me ages to write it, but I think I've done a very good job, considering the amount of homework.
But didn't Mrs. Hart say we should have it typed?
I thought she only said we should send it to her by email. I was planning to scan it.
Wow, Ron, you've done your homework already. Well done.
It took me ages to write it, but I think I've done a very good job, considering the amount of homework.
But didn't Mrs. Hart say we should have it typed?
I thought she only said we should send it to her by email. I was planning to scan it.
Number 7. A new shopping centre.
Have you been to the new shopping centre, James?
Yes, it's amazing. Arranged over 4 levels, with the last one packed with restaurants and a multiplex.
So you can do your shopping, have lunch and watch a film.
Only keep in mind that it doesn't open until 10 in the morning, except Saturdays, when it opens at 9. They close at 8 every day, except Fridays, when they close at 9.
Have you been to the new shopping centre, James?
Yes, it's amazing. Arranged over 4 levels, with the last one packed with restaurants and a multiplex.
So you can do your shopping, have lunch and watch a film.
Only keep in mind that it doesn't open until 10 in the morning, except Saturdays, when it opens at 9. They close at 8 every day, except Fridays, when they close at 9.
Number 8. A picnic.
Mom, have we got any fruit for the picnic?
Well, there are some bananas and some apples. Oh, no way. Oh, we've run out of apples.
I told Mary to get some oranges from the supermarket. I'll call her and ask her to get some apples too.
And there are a few pears Dad had bought last week. Nobody eats those, so you can take them too.
Mom, have we got any fruit for the picnic?
Well, there are some bananas and some apples. Oh, no way. Oh, we've run out of apples.
I told Mary to get some oranges from the supermarket. I'll call her and ask her to get some apples too.
And there are a few pears Dad had bought last week. Nobody eats those, so you can take them too.
Number 9. a hotel reservation.
I'm sorry, but when I made the reservation, I specifically asked for a room at the back on the first floor. I have difficulty walking up the stairs and I won't go into an elevator.
I'm afraid all our first floor rooms at the back are booked, so it'll have to be a room at the front.
But I'm sensitive to noise and the street down below can get awfully busy.
I'll see what I can do.
I'm sorry, but when I made the reservation, I specifically asked for a room at the back on the first floor. I have difficulty walking up the stairs and I won't go into an elevator.
I'm afraid all our first floor rooms at the back are booked, so it'll have to be a room at the front.
But I'm sensitive to noise and the street down below can get awfully busy.
I'll see what I can do.